96.3 WHUR. It's that time.
Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
Just a couple of stories that caught my eye on this Friday. It's March 27th, 69 warm but cloudy degrees out there. We are social distancing, working from home. Here's some breaking news. All federal student loan payments will be suspended through September 30th due to the coronavirus. So right. I know that hit somebody perfectly today. Let's start with D.C. Unfortunately, a really sad update out of the mayor's office. A member of her own office of legal counsel has died because of a coronavirus. George Valentine was deputy director of the mayor's office of legal counsel, and we wish his family all the best. And a side note here, the whole council and the mayor's office really outraged because in this $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package, D.C. was treated as a territory, not a state like they usually are. So wow. The state's got $1.25 billion to fight this. D.C. got $500
million. Wow.
Yep. $725 million less than the state. So just another reason to fight for representation for all of those who say, why do we need it? All right, a heads up for parents in Maryland. Your child care center has been ordered to close by the end of the day. Today is what I'm talking about. There is an exception for those serving children of essential personnel, but it'll be subject to limits. And also, child care programs can reopen on Monday, but they have to receive new licensing for essential personnel.
So what are they going to do? Ask the parents, what do you do for a living? And that's how the, you
well,
said
I guess
child care
you know, is. Pretty much who's essential. I mean, you know, there are only a couple of professions, and that so they can pretty they can check that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can definitely check that. Mm-hmm. And so we are social distancing. We've been coming to you from our house, and the social distancing movement has a new hero. She is Bonnie from the South Side. Check her out on her social media.
I went to Mariano's today, minding my own business. And there were these women in line, and I had a cart, and I asked to excuse me. And because she was standing so close to everybody, I did this. She proceeded to yell at me and tell me I was crazy. What was wrong with me? This is not a pandemic. This is a political hoax. This woman has no idea that I'm almost 75, but I'm from Chicago. And I will gladly tap her on the shoulder and ask her to step outside and proceed to kick her bleach blonde 50-year-old.
Southside.
Oh, Bonnie.
Southside.
Okay, so new hero. Social distancing has a new hero.
You know
Sean,
that's
don't play with
Bonnie.
Us. That's Bonnie from the Southside.
Shout
and
down.
We hope you're social distancing, too. Call us. Let us know how you're doing with all of this. 202-432-WHUR.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.